Steve, how would you sum up that performance today?
I think fantastic. We showed all the qualities that it takes to beat an excellent side. You know, they've Steve Cottrell signed some super players, hasn't he? And it's very evident when you watch them play in it. The fact that they're up there at the top of the table in the form guide over the last six or seven games certainly demonstrates the power he's had to go and strengthen in the window in respect to signing loan players. But I think in the first half, the only concern we had at half time is we've no 4-0 up, you know, with the chances we've created, the good positions we've got in, and that was the word of caution. And to be fair, they have penetrated as we, something that's just a magnificent strike. You know, we're right behind it all the way, and if that had got them a point here today, you'd have said the goal was worthy of getting them a point. But when you move on from that, if there's a goal worthy of winning the match, because I think if the net don't stop having a strike, it's going to put somebody's head off their body in the cup end, because it was absolutely hit with such magnificent force. And as much as they might say that it's not very often as a goalkeeper out his box, then he was doing it for quite a bit of the second half, and I think he had a little wad once or twice. And I think more importantly, we come in frustrated not having a penalty at a key stage in the game. When I said on Tuesday night, the guy put it up his jumper, this one put it up his jumper and kept it. But we didn't get it, but we worked extremely hard. And for me, there was three good teams out there today. I think there's Rotherham United and Bristol City, two good teams. And I think the officials, we all complain about every decision. I've just complained about the lack of a penalty, but I think there was three good teams out there today.
Steve Cottrell's not happy with the decision, and I think his biggest complaint is that you don't often see this awarded, and if it is tight, why is the referee on this occasion giving it? And then it's sort of emphasised by the fact that the goal comes in and it goes in and becomes a talking point. Have you had a chance to, have you even looked back at it to see whether it was outside the box or not?
Well, what I know, what my eyes show me is that it was the assistant referee who gave it, who's dead in line, and he's not going to give it out of the box if he's not. And he's looking right along the line, and they have to be 100%. We did say first half he'd come out two or three times out of his box and was kicking it from the D rather than inside the 18-yard box. But, you know, if Steve Cottrell wants to blame his defeat today on a assistant referee's ultimate decision and we score from it, then let him do it. I can't speak about Bristol City other than to say we've beaten a terrific side today. We really have. And you know, we're hanging on to the window ledge. We're fingernails, aren't we, for these playoffs? We just keep hanging in there, and you know, we're trying to get into the flower bed, you know, on top of the windowsill. But the boys are giving us every chance.
I mean, that will be a talking point, but it's not like if a penalty decision goes against you, it's a spot kick, isn't it? I mean, James Tavernier has still got to step up and stick that one in the top corner, and he scored two brilliant goals, didn't he?
Well, listen, I'll look at the game over 90, and I think my experience is limited to do that. And we should be four up at half time. They shouldn't be in the game. It should be over. They have a wonder strike to get through us. I don't remember, apart from a couple of other pots from long range. We're talking 30, 35 yards. Adam Collins doesn't make a save from close range. And their goal's been pilfered, didn't it? And especially in that first half when we moved it with a great fluency. And great credit to my players. We've had three big, big mountains in a week, you know, going to London Road, down to Peterborough. You know, my adopted hometown, and getting a result. Nobody spoke to me in that town since, but to that city. But it was a great win, and then it was a magnificent performance, probably, you know, best in a while against Brentford. And I think in the first half we were equal to that today. Some of the passing and the movement in the first half, we opened them up time and time again. And I said to the boys at half time, just frustrating because we've worked quite a lot in this week moving people around to find our third. But you know, this team is a bit great determination. We set up to hit the squad. We resisted the temptation to do what, say, Bristol City have done or others have done to go and sign players. And we've said, you make us believe. That's what this dressing room does. They make the management team believe. They make the chairman believe. They make our supporters believe. And I said to them, they continue to set expectation levels, no one else. But I'll keep saying it, with a magnificent group. And I think we're a win now away from the playoffs. And we know we can achieve that. A good performance at Gillingham next week.
That's the big thing, isn't it? The fact that you exerted so much against Peterborough and Brentford, and yet to come out today and not have any fallback from that, the performance level didn't dip at all, and that is some achievement when you've had two big games coming up to this one.
Yeah, there is, but we've been saying to the players since we sat in the dressing room after Brentford when they were very tired that, you know, this Bristol City side, when you break them down and you look at the quality they've got, you know, we watched a DVD only yesterday, and the players have seen bits of it today, where we've seen them beat Port Vale 5. I love using expressions that are exaggerated. It could have been 55 when you watch the DVD. And this is a team that's at the top of the form grade since they signed these new players. So there's no doubt that they're going to be a force to be reckoned with next year. And I've got nothing but respect for the manager and the players in the football club. But we've had to work really, really hard today. And the boys have got the rewards. We've got 3 points. And, you know, when I went away from what many, many people, including a lot of managers in this league, have told us that we'd be fine to stay up. Where I went away from being in the playoffs to go to the championship, which is an incredible achievement for our chairman, for our supporters, who are magnificent, and for these players that were assembled over a 20-month period.
Yeah, playoffs pretty much secure now. I know you say they want one more win, but what about the top two, Steve? You're just 5 points now behind Brentford, their game in hands at Bramall Lane on Tuesday night. Can you do it?
Well, I'd much rather Sheffield United win today, because we really would like two South Yorkshire clubs fighting at the top end of the table. And I just hope that Sheffield United is good enough to beat Brentford. We were good enough. I'm not so sure they're good enough to beat Brentford, so we'll see where that goes on Tuesday. And that's taking nothing away from them, because what a job Nigel's done. But whether they're good enough to beat a quality side like Brentford, I'll be the first to acclaim them on Wednesday morning if they will on Tuesday night, because I'll be sitting there watching it. And it's probably the only time in my career I'll ever play for Sheffield United, because I'll be heading and kicking every ball for them.
But I mean, that goes to show, doesn't it, that you clearly believe that from what you've seen this week and from what you've seen this season, that Rotherham can now push for the top two, that is a realistic aim now.
No, I don't believe that. I believe when I went away from the playoffs, and that's the objective we've set these players as far back as last July. And the more and more managers that told me we'd fight to stay up, the more and more managers that told the playing staff they'd fight to stay up, and we've had it said to us, because we're a passionate management team. So you can imagine the amount of times in the tunnel when teams have taken a point or three from us that they think that's going to send us back to League Two. We've had that said to us. So the good thing is we got to 52, 53 points fairly quickly in the season. And now we're just trying to get this next win in. You know, it'll be a nice trip back from Gillingham next week if we can get the win, because it'll mean we have secured the playoff place, and then we can all look forward to what's going to be a magnificent, I call it the friendly derby in South Yorkshire, with two clubs that, well, certainly this club would never forget, that both Sheffield clubs, not just Sheffield United, but both Sheffield clubs helped to keep this football club alive until Mr. Magic, Tony Stewart himself, arrived on the scene.
There were many good individual performances today. Just a quick question on Nicky Adams in that first half. I mean, he played ever so well in that first period, didn't he?
He's an outstanding top player. You know, I was talking to the boy for about 3 months at my previous club, convinced that I'd be signed for them. And he had a gentleman's agreement to join them, and then I left and come here. And boy, did I pay the price of having to watch him start in League One when I wanted him to come and join us. He's a terrific player. He can play with both feet. He's got vision. He's got skill. He's got a will to win. He's heading every him and Ben Pringle who have come off today, and Alec Revelle, they're on the bench behind me there, and they're up and they're heading and kicking every ball goes into our defence. And we've always said it's going to take a squad. You know, we need to look at Claude Davis on 93 and 94 minutes winning two headers. It looks simple, doesn't it? If you're not 6'3" and strong as him, you probably don't win those headers. So it's going to take the squad. And we said to the players on deadline, when we decided not to do anything, that they give us belief, and as long as they give us belief, we'll all love to be a Miller, won't we? Because we play for the best fans, that's for sure.